A few weeks ago, my daughter Olivia was sorting out Jesus's family tree. She asked us in the car as we were driving, "Mom, Dad, is Jesus God's son?" This launched us into answering a long series of questions about the nature of God and the nature of Jesus. My husband, Robert, told Olivia that God and Jesus are so close to one another, that Jesus revealed on earth just what God is like in heaven. And then she asked, "So are we sons and daughters of God too?" "Yes," Robert and I both replied. And I added, "And when we follow Jesus and share his love, people start to see in us what God is like in heaven, too." And at the end of the conversation, Olivia concluded, "It is good to be part of God's family." Today we began this service by praying, "Almighty God, we pray you graciously to behold this, your family, by whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed and given into the hands of sinners and to suffer death upon the cross." So here we are on Good Friday with all of the adornments of our worship stripped away. All remaining are each of us as members of the family of God. Clearly, this family of God has great value. That Jesus would be willing to suffer for us. We live in this world where people have such a great capacity to harm, betray, and wound, even to the point of tormenting and killing God in human form. Just a few weeks ago, Reverend Olivia and I were with dozens of clergy attending a required retreat where we were exploring the realities of addiction and impairment in the family systems of our homes and of our church. What struck me the most about that conference was a session on adverse childhood experiences. Adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs as they are commonly known, are potentially traumatic events that occur in childhood between the ages of infant to 17 years of age. And examples of ACEs are experiencing violence, abuse, or neglect, witnessing violence in the home or the community, or having a family member attempt or die by suicide. ACEs, unfortunately, are common. About 61% of adults surveyed across 25 states said they experienced at least one ACE, and 1 in 6 reported that they had experienced at least 4 ACEs. ACEs, adverse childhood experiences, have a tremendous impact on predicting future addictive behavior and violence. We see violence playing out around the world in our present moment. Horrific images of civilians lying dead in the street in Ukraine. Footage of the aftermath of the shootings in the Brooklyn subway. And those are just the memories that are recent that haunt us. Today, we hear an assurance that God, through his Son, Jesus Christ, does not leave us to face the horrors of this world alone. God created a hope for this human family, gave us gifts not only of memory, reason, and skill, but also of free will. Yet, so devastatingly, our will so often turns against the will of God. We recognize today that the family of God is rife with the reality of human sin. Yet God also granted us his Son, so close to his heart that we might see God's very heart, a heart that is willing to enter into this world and continue, even when entered into this world, to let us choose for ourselves, a heart that is willing to suffer when we choose wickedness over wisdom. Good Friday is the day when we look the horror of Christ's death square in the face. Alongside that, we recognize the horrors we have witnessed or even perpetrated. And it's in this darkest place that we can continue either to dwell in that horror, or we can choose to be transformed, to recognize the love of God even there. Dom Christian de Serge was a French Roman Catholic monk who lived in Algeria. Christians in Algeria often faced terrorism and violence at that time in the early or the late 20th century. And his choosing his vocation with his brothers meant that his life was at risk. So in 1993, Dom Christian wrote a goodbye letter. He wrote it in the event that he became victim to the terrorism. And it wasn't until 3 years later that he did indeed lose his life in 1996, when he and other members of his community were murdered in Algeria. And his goodbye letter was found and became public. It conveys the core of what it means to be a member of the family of God: forgiving, hoping, being grateful in spite of the world's horrors. Dom Christian writes, "I would like them to be able to associate my death with so many other equally violent ones allowed to fall into the indifference of anonymity. My life has no more value than any other, nor any less value. I have lived long enough to know that I share in the evil which seems, alas, to prevail in the world, and even in that which would strike me blindly. I should like, when the time comes, to have a space of lucidity which would enable me to beg forgiveness of God and of my own fellow human beings, and at the same time to forgive with all my heart the one who would strike me down. In this thank you, which is said for everything in my life, from now on, I certainly include you, friends of yesterday and today, and you, oh, my friends of this place, besides my mother and father, my sisters and brothers and their families, 100-fold, as was promised." Then Dom Christian speaks to the one who will one day murder him, knowing not who this person should be or if it should be his fate. And in his letter, he relates both himself and his murderer to the thieves hanging next to Jesus on the cross. Dom Christian chooses to call a violent perpetrator friend. "And you too," he says, "my last minute friend, you who will not know what you are doing. Yes, For you too, I say this. Thank you and adieu. To commend you to this God, in whose face I see yours. And may we find each other happy, good thieves in paradise. If it please God, the Father of us both, amen. End quote. This is the way of the cross, that we might live to commend even those who harm us to this God in whose face we see theirs. Isn't that, in the face of such agony, the one hope we have left? That in spite of the adverse things that have happened to us and to others, in the midst of sometimes feeling forsaken by God, that we keep seeking God, even in the face of horrible darkness. Today we look on as Jesus dies upon the hard wood of the cross. We not only ask that God behold this family, but that we turn our gaze one to another, to fellow members of the family of God, even the thieves and the murderers. We seek, as Jesus did, to find God, even there. Amen.